Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what is special about the series of testimonial films that Yad Vashem's International School for Holocaust Studies has made with survivors to use in its educational programs? This week, Israel commemorates Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, and we're speaking with Eliana Rapp-Badihi, the director of the Spanish and Portuguese Department at Yad Vashem's International School for Holocaust Studies. We'll hear about the school itself, the different programs that they have, and its unique approach to Holocaust education. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Eliana. Could you please tell us first about Yad Vashem's International School for Holocaust Studies? When was it first established, and what is the school itself like?
The International School for Holocaust Studies starts in the 90s, and the aim is to train teachers from all around the world, and also we receive teachers from Israel and students and soldiers. And we have a new philosophy about Holocaust teaching and training, and we have a lot of pedagogical materials that we produce to teach the Holocaust in kindergarten, in the primary, and the secondary school and high school.
Could you tell us a little bit about the building itself? What is in the building? How many rooms do you have?
First of all, it's important what are you asking, because last year we have inaugurate the new building of the International School for Holocaust Studies, because we have a lot of teachers and a lot of requests about the people that want to come to Yad Vashem and to the International School to study. We had many rooms with computers and prepared to have students working with many pedagogical posters and books. So we have maybe six or seven rooms in each building. We have two buildings with three floors. And it's a very big space, and every time it's full of people from all around the world.
About how many people participate in your programs each year?
In our programs, if I'm talking about the Spanish and Portuguese desk itself, we have at least from 5 to 7 groups from 30 people. And we are talking about hundreds of teachers that are coming to our school each year.
And what about the whole school itself? Do you know how many people come each year for the whole school?
It depends. If you're talking about the teachers, I think we're talking about almost 100 groups and hundreds of people that are coming to the school.
You mentioned the Spanish and Portuguese program, which you're in charge of. What countries do they come from?
We are working with Latin America, Spain, and Portugal. And we are talking about with teachers that are working in public education, private education, and Jewish education.
Has any country grown in interest? In other words, have you found that suddenly or recently there are a lot more people who are interested from any particular country, or has the interest been pretty much the same since you started?
Since I started like 7 years ago working in our desk, I see that many countries from Central America are more interested. And also in Spain and in Portugal, we see that it's increasing the request of being trained. And we have only one seminar for each country in Europe, and we would like to have more, but you know, it's budget, but there is a lot of request.
So in other words, you don't have one seminar that might have people from Brazil and Portugal together. Each country has its own?
No, because our desk is a language desk. So we have seminars for Latin America, and so we have all Latin America together. And this is in Spanish. And then we have the Spanish people and the Portuguese. And in the Portuguese seminars, we try to give them a little bit of Portuguese, but most of the lecturers and professors that are giving the lectures are Spanish-speaking people.
You mentioned that you have a unique approach to Holocaust education. Can you speak a little bit about that, how you approach teaching the Holocaust or teaching teachers
to teach the Holocaust?
Yes, our approach of the international school is based in 4 points. The first point of the philosophy is to personalize the story of the Holocaust and not to talk about the big number of victims, but yes, to tell the story of a person. And from this story, we can teach about the Holocaust. The personal story of the victim is very important for us because we can make the student have empathy with the story of the Holocaust.
How do you choose the victim that you're going to speak about?
First of all, if we're talking about the students from kindergarten and primary school, we always take a story of a person who survived because we want to tell the student that this person has survived all the disaster and we don't want to make a trauma to the student. We think, like the pedagogical director of Yad Vashem, Shulamit Timber, says that when we want to introduce this subject to a student, we have to take care about him from the beginning to the end. So one of these points is to take a survivor's story, and this is in the point. The second point is that we talk about what happened before the Holocaust, what happened during the Holocaust, and also what happened after the Holocaust. We think this is a process, and if we want to know what happened to the 6 million Jewish people who were murdered, we have to know who were they, what they eat, how was their daily life. And because of that, if you can see in our museum, we start with the before the Holocaust. Then the third point is that when we talk about Holocaust, we talk about the victims, that were the Jewish people, and we focus on how they live in this chaotic world. The second is the perpetrators and the people who helped them. And we ask the question, how was it humanly possible? How could it happen in Germany, the center of culture of Europe, that people killed another people? And then we are talking about the bystanders, is the third figure that we have to talk about, the people that didn't help and see what happened to the Jews but didn't act. And from this we can talk about the righteous among the nations. As you know, in Spain we are talking about, but we have some righteous among the nations. Ángel Sambrís is the most known one, and to know that these people see the other one as themselves, and they didn't distinguish between religions and between different people. And to finish, the fourth point and last point is that when we talk about the Holocaust, we have to talk about a particular way, about to talking about the Jewish people and the Jewish victims, but we also have to talk about the universal perspective, because the Holocaust was done from human beings to human beings, and because we have to talk about the moral and the ethics values.
Can you tell us a little bit about the international conferences?
Yes, in Yad Vashem, every 2 years we make an international conference. We try to give the possibility to all the people, and especially to our graduates, to come to Israel and to have a 2 or 3 day conference where they can talk about many topics, and they have many teachers and professors from all around the world. And we hope that next year we could do another conference. And we also have new teachers that are interested in participating in our seminars.
How many people attend these conferences, more or less?
It depends each year, but we're talking about 300 people, 400 people.
What about the survivors? I know that you work with Holocaust survivors. How do they participate in your programs?
First of all, in Yad Vashem, we have seminars for survivors, because for some of them it's very difficult to express what they happened. So we have a seminar where they participate, they tell what happened to them, and we talk about with them, with psychologists also, and they also learn how to tell the story, what to tell, what not to tell, because we always want to save and to take care about the student and the person who is in the other side that is listening to the survivor. And then after the seminar, many of them, they decide to come to our seminars. If we have a 10-day seminar for teachers, so we try to, in our seminars at least, we have 2 spaces in the seminar where we let them talk. And there's a meeting, and a personal meeting between our teachers, and it's really, really so moving for the teachers that I think it's the best part of our seminars. But the problem is that each day passes, and we are having less and less survivors.
Do you film them? I mean, do you film the survivors so that you have a kind of record so that in the future you can use videos or something? Because, as you say, there are fewer and fewer survivors.
First of all, the archives. We have the archives in Yad Vashem. Yad Vashem is not only the museum, not only the school, has also archives. And we have all the videos. We always film the survivors that they give their testimony. And in the educational school, we have this new challenge. What are we going to do when the survivors won't be able to give their story and to tell the story? So we have made an autobiography documentary film where a team of historians, pedagogical, and also teachers took the survivor to the place where he was born, and he tells the story in the place that it happened. Wow. So that is why we are joining the, you remember what I told you, the before the Holocaust, during the Holocaust, and after the Holocaust, but he is the one who is telling us the story. So it's a special documentary and educational because we make questions that we want the students to listen and to have a dialogue with that. And this is our project, one of the projects.
That must be amazing because I'm sure a lot of these people have never been back before to Poland or wherever they were from. That must be very moving and also very difficult for the survivors themselves.
Yes, in this documentary that we have made with the Hebrew University Multimedia, we can experience with them that you have times that they are laughing because they are remembering things that they were nice in the when they were kids, but suddenly they start to cry and they start to realize that the family is not there, the life that was there, there's nothing. So it's like you are going with him through all his history and you are listening to his voice. It's not someone who's telling you the story. He's telling you the story in the place it happened. So this is what is special in this kind of films.
Finally, could you tell us about what you're doing here in Spain these days?
Yes, of course. As I told you, we work with the Spanish teachers since 2008 with the cooperation with Centro Sefarad Israel. And I want to thank them because our working together is very, very important for us. I have been here in some cities. I was in Barcelona, in Zaragoza, today in Madrid, and then I will go to be in Sevilla and in Ciudad Real. We try to make a follow-up with our graduates. And today, for example, we have a seminar for graduates, and we give them new materials, new pedagogical materials, and also we have time to listen what are they doing and what are their needs. And then in the other days we try to go to the graduate schools and make activities with the students and also give them workshops but also listen what are they working and to see how our graduates could take all the materials and then they prepare their materials in the class.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
First of all, thank you, and thanks for the interest in Yad Vashem and International School. I know that not all the people can get to Jerusalem and to Yad Vashem, but you know we have an internet, a website, and there we have also a website in Spanish and also in Portuguese, and you can find there pedagogical materials. I also want to invite all the teachers to contact Centro Sefarad, to Jessica San Roman, and to write her if they are interested in participating in our seminars. If you want the English, you can contact the international seminars. It depends. If you want to talk about the Europe people, you can talk out with the European department. And if you are not from Europe, but you speak in English, it's the international seminars department. You can contact or Richel Bat Kaplan, the director of the European department, or Ephraim Kael, the director of the international seminars. And also tell you that the Museum of Yad Vashem is open for everybody, that they can get there. And if you need any questions, we are very glad to help you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if you would like more information about the International School for Holocaust Studies or are interested in participating in any of its programs, we're including links on this page.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner @RadioSephirah.com. See you next week.